times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salido, poo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headline: Government calls for sustainable wage bill as public service workers' salary negotiations commence. Report reveals low corruption perception at area. And in global news, U.S. Airports hit by major delays from record-breaking government shutdown. Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. Acting Secretary to the Cabinet, Siyazongo Siyakalenge, has emphasized the need for key stakeholders to ensure that the growth of the wage bill remains within sustainable levels while improving the welfare of public service employees. Speaking at the opening of the 2026 negotiations for salaries and conditions of service for public service workers in Lusaka today, Mr. Siyakalenge highlighted government's commitment to improving employee welfare and service delivery. He has noted the growing challenge of over-indebtedness among public service employees, which has negatively affected performance and productivity. Mr. Siyakalenge has since urged unions to join hands with government in educating employees on financial literacy to curb the challenge. He also assured that the government's fiscal policy in 2026 will continue to focus on restoring and maintaining fiscal sustainability while supporting economic growth, job creation, and improved living conditions.
I implore the unions to engage with the sector ministries outside the region to appreciate the government's efforts towards improving conditions of service for the employees. Over the past recent years, government committed itself to improving employee welfare and service delivery.
The Rural Electrification Authority, REA, has scored 90% on the Institutional Corruption Perception Index, indicating a low perception of corruption within the organization. The report, compiled by Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, over a six-month period, shows that RIA's efforts to mitigate corruption have been effective. Speaking at the launch of the Perception Index report in Lusaka this morning, Acting Secretary to the Cabinet, Siyazongo Siyakalenge, has attributed the positive results to the measures implemented by RIA to enhance transparency and oversight. In a speech read for him by Cabinet Office Permanent Secretary Kennedy Kalunga, Mr. Siyakalenge expressed optimism in the report providing a critical roadmap to enhance transparency and oversight, and that the launch is a direct manifestation of government's resolve in the fight against corruption.
The finding revealed that the overall institution corruption perception index scores sits at 90%, with a 0% representing the highest perception of institutional corruption and 100% representing the lowest. These results are encouraging and an indication that RIA has implemented considerable measures to mitigate the risk of corruption.
And TIZ Executive Director Maurice Inyambe has commended RIA for recognizing the importance of risk assessments in combating corruption and called on other institutions to follow suit.
This assessment was as a result of the proactive decision taken by the Rural Electrification Authority to conduct an assessment on the level of corruption within the institution. TIZ therefore commends the authority for recognizing the critical role of risk assessment in not only evaluating the state of corruption, but also informing the development of appropriate mitigation measures to combat this vice.
Meanwhile, RIA Acting Chief Executive Officer Alex Mbumba said the unveiling of the findings is a renewal of the authority's collective commitment to integrity in public service. The Zambia Information and Communications Technology Authority, ZICTA, has warned that it will take regulatory action against any operator or provider that fails to meet their prescribed quality of service QoS standards. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, ZICTA Director General Collins Mbulo said that the authority will not tolerate dropped calls, poor internet connectivity and unreliable service delivery. Mr. Mbulo says ZICTA has issued binding directives to mobile network operators and tower infrastructure providers to expand network infrastructure, secure network community and continuity rather, and adopt sustainable energy solutions. He also disclosed that Infratel and IHS have been given 21 days to present tangible, realistic and time-bound measures to ensure that all communication towers have redundancy measures to enhance network resilience. Mr. Mbulo has emphasized that the ICT sector is the backbone of the digital economy, hence must be reliable, inclusive and future-ready.
Enforcing quality. On this one, we are not going to compromise on standards. Let me be clear, ladies and gentlemen. ZICTA will not hesitate to invoke its regulatory powers against any operator or provider that fails to meet the prescribed quality of service standards. The days of excuses are over. We are monitoring performance and we will hold service providers accountable. The ICT sector is the backbone of our digital economy. It must be reliable, inclusive and future ready. ZICTA's interventions are not isolated. They are part of a broader national agenda to build a resilient, consumer-centric and innovation-driven telecommunications ecosystem.
A Zambia National Service ZNS officer identified as Ronald Mgombolo, based at Luanfumu Military Camp in Mansa, has been implicated in a motorcycle theft case. Mr. Mgombolo, 38, and Rafael Mwelwa, 32, were handed over to Mokambo Police Station by Congolese police after allegedly robbing a 19-year-old motorbike operator at gunpoint while being transported from Mufulira to Mokambo. Coppabelle Police Commissioner Petia Siandenge has confirmed the incident, saying the suspects fled into the Democratic Republic of Congo, where they were apprehended by Congolese soldiers. Mr. Siandenge says the stolen motorcycle and taser gun have since been recovered and are in police custody. He says the Zambia police is preparing to take up the case as investigations continue. In global news, airports across the United States are experiencing major delays and cancellations due to an uptick in absences from air traffic controllers who are under immense stress and fatigue from the ongoing record-breaking U.S. government shutdown, according to the Federal Aviation Administration. More than 16,700 U.S. flights were delayed and another 2,282 were cancelled over the weekend from Friday to Sunday, according to FlightAware, a U.S. website that provides real-time flight tracking. The delays continued into Monday evening in the U.S. as FlightAware counted more than 4,000 delays and 600 cancellations across major airports like Chicago's O'Hare, Dallas-Fort Worth, Denver, and Newark. The BBC has more on other global stories.
Sudan's military government is meeting to discuss the security situation after the paramilitary rapid support forces captured Al-Fasher, the army's last stronghold in the Darfur region. The talks come as the International Criminal Court has warned that atrocities reported in Al-Fasher could amount to war crimes and crimes against humanity. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for an immediate halt to the violence in Sudan, warning that the humanitarian crisis is rapidly worsening. Large-scale Russian drone attacks on Ukraine's southern region of Odessa have hit port and energy infrastructure. Damage to one energy facility is said to be significant. Meanwhile, Ukraine says it's attacked a petrochemical plant in Russia's Bashkortostan region and a refinery in the Nizhny Novgorod region.
Phoenix FM News, we take a break.
808 Communications presents the Zambian Man of the Year Awards 2020.